I take niggas and shake niggas and fake niggas because I hate niggas. Take niggas. Take niggas.
D-block. Can't stand niggas.
Can't stand niggas. Fake niggas.
You heard?
Ice pick forever.
I love niggas. Hate niggas.
I'm ready. You probably got animals, but you don't tame them.
Nah.
When you out with your dogs, you got to train them. Because if it get out of hand, you can't restrain them. Niggas would do dumb shit thinking that you going to save them. Now they think you betrayed them. When that bag on the line, you got to play chess. Doing niggas dirty for nothing. How you going to stay fresh? Heard they pray on my downfall, but I'm going to stay blessed. Now it's quiet for them, like they taking a state test.
And you're listening to Lounge Talk Podcast with your girl Ann Carter, DJ L Boogie. This is episode number 62. To the left of me, we got
yo boy, brother Jay.
And to the right of me, we got
Christopher Terrell.
Christopher Terrell. Yeah, yay.
Hey, yeah.
That was who that was, brother Jay, that we was listening
to. D-Block.
Oh, Jay
yeah,
Kiss.
You know, that was that good. Yeah.
That was Pete.
Yeah.
That good Jay. Yeah, Nino.
Friends,
hot joints.
How
yeah,
many
Nino
of
man.
Us have
Styles
them?
P.
Mm-hmm. Styles P. I like.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. What's up? What's up? What's good, brother Jay? How's your week start
yeah,
now?
Yeah, man, busy, crazy. You know, forever busy.
You are always busy.
Yeah, yeah. You know, just as out there, it's an election year, or at least a midterm. So you know, out there trying to educate the people, and was coming off the California State NAACP convention this weekend.
Nice.
And,
I did see when you and your mom went live. You guys were talking about Measure U.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I saw that. That was good stuff.
Yeah. Thanks. It was a really good breakdown as far as, you know, those in the Sacramento area. What, you know, one of the things that was at stake, you know, is about 11 different propositions that are being determined, in addition to electing your governors and, you know, state controllers and school superintendents. So all of these things are very important. So, you know, there's a lot of things out there. So, you know, they was talking about the importance of that, the importance of being registered to vote, getting out to vote. Some of the keynote speakers of that weekend was Speaker Willie Brown.
Oh,
as well as the new national NAACP president, Derek Johnson, which I did get to
Where
take.
Was this? Where
this was go? Out in San Mateo.
Okay.
That's sort of right on the outskirts of San Francisco, over by the airport out there.
Okay.
And,
yeah.
And, yeah, they was out there at the Marriott out there in San Mateo. So
nice
location. And, yeah. So, you know, I was coming out of that weekend, sort of getting back into the swing of things here and still getting that word out. You know, and as you know, just another busy start off of the week. You know, close friend of ours, me and Christopher Terrell. You know, I think they had a close family member or some in-laws that passed. So through Terrell, I'm helping out with some services that is going to be taking place for that. So it's been busy. It's been busy. You know, choosing music for upcoming other people. To do their thing at their places of worship. So,
nice.
You know, trying to get that together for that auxiliary.
Brother
and
Jay
so,
keeps his plate
he's
full,
doing
man.
A lot.
He just does so much for the community that he makes me feel like I'm a
I ain't
man.
Doing nothing.
I need to step my game up.
Man, you want to keep talking about yourself?
I think he got
starting off. These are the things.
There
was a baby emergency at the house where carbon monoxide.
To-do list, too. That's
what he said. What did he say?
Brother Jay had to dip out real quick.
I know.
And I was like, I don't know where he went.
I had to
help moms out, though.
Right.
So there was a light
carbon monoxide scare. Turns out that really the sensor is outdated. So it needs to be a new system to be put in there.
Everything
was checked out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But initially it was thought that it was a smoke alarm because they both beep the same. So when the battery's low, it's good to always check that and not to take any chances. Call your utility people to come out just to make sure, because they say that is the silent killer. Mm-hmm. And you would not know what's happening because it's tasteless, it's odorless, it's smellless. So you can't play around with that. And if you feel like you're having light headaches or getting sleepy, which is a very common thing to happen just on GP, you might think you just need to go to sleep or take a medicine or something, and you're really being filled with poisonous gases and don't realize it. So good to measure
that's a
that
good thing
sure.
to talk about, and always having the batteries fresh to make sure that it's working.
It's not
too
a game. not a game.
If you don't have one, get one.
But that has been the start of my week. All of that already.
And isn't your brother's birthday today?
It is. Shout out, Carnell.
Shout out to Carnell. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Why do all church people do that same harmony when that?
Right. You know, I was trying to figure out whether to go high.
I know. You're trying to figure it out because I'm
supposed to go high, nigga.
Every time.
You're just going to bail out and do the low notes.
So I know.
Get in your street.
But yeah, he did his thing too. They, you know, was part of this costume yacht party over the weekend. Oh, nice. So, you know,
costume
was,
yacht party.
Yeah, yeah.
You need to get him on the show.
You know,
hey, Carnell.
So, I know. We do need to bring
you know,
him.
Have him go ahead and speak his wisdom to life. What he's, you know, his seasons have brought him in terms of wisdom. Share with the people.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, so I did see that there were a bunch of Halloween parties and stuff going on. I've seen a few, couple different costumes. Couple different.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
Y'all going to a Halloween party?
I am not. Cassandra,
what about you,
she's
Brother Jay?
She's I think going to something.
Not this time around. Not this time around. But I mean, I'm not mad. I'm not always really pressed to be at a Halloween party,
right.
But I ain't mad at it. You know, I was never, maybe as a kid, I really was into, you know, dressing up or having some kind of wild, I wouldn't even say wild costume, but just something that just, you know, was able to allow me to just, you know, do something wild or do something, I don't know. I'll be Michael Jackson. There was a time we did a homemade costume with a box.
That's all I had was homemade costume.
Hey, I was a pack of cigarettes one time.
Are you serious?
And they really
What was that made of? So you were in a cardboard box.
You cut the hole out, and then you cut two small holes, right? And then you know the I was Newports or something like that.
Oh, you was Newport?
But check it.
You wasn't cool.
Check it.
I'm picturing this right now.
Cut two other small holes, perfect to the size of, you know how the Christmas wrapping paper.
Right.
So you take those, those empty, and then you wrap those with white, like construction paper. Wrap the whole box in white construction paper. Then you can like draw lines, or you can look at, you know, an actual box.
That is
right?
Very creative. Yeah.
And you color the lines out. And then I think he also had taped like some aluminum foil at the top to sort of make it look like a wrap thing that you like
open
take
up,
off and
right,
stuff.
Right.
But I was really a pack of cigarettes for Halloween.
That's
one time.
Hilarious.
And,
first
and
time
my
heard
Oakland
about
school.
This.
Y'all see, you're going to hear this when this show posts. It's going to be
that's
probably Halloween morning
shit. That's
by
ghetto.
The time y'all hear
that's
this.
That's like being a blunt.
If you ain't got no
Halloween
ideas, I know you got some old Christmas wrap in the closet up under somebody's bed or in somebody's attic. You guys make yourself some cigarettes.
I'm gonna be a swisher.
Heck of fun.
Right, I know. Oh, you know, looking back in hindsight, I know the teachers like our next generation. Just God bless.
Exactly.
God bless them. The parents made him a pack of cigarettes.
At least you weren't a pack of swishers.
Right.
That's what I said. I would have came.
You said you would have been some wraps.
Right,
so.
Well, for them days, that would have been zigzags. They would have had to make me a zigzag.
Right.
And that would have really been out
there. That's heck of
But I know that was still, it was like, wow. They was like,
all I had was homemade costumes. I remember when I was going to Burbank, and me and my homegirls dressed up like thugs, and we were walking around the school sagging, hat to the back, mustache.
For the listeners outside of California, that is a high school.
That's a high school here in Sacramento. South.
I was Casper
Luther
the Friendly
Burbank
Ghost.
High.
I was Casper one
year.
And I got the outfit, though. It wasn't homemade. Guys. Yeah, I was Casper.
That's funny.
Yeah.
My mom used to dress me up like a gypsy.
Wow.
She's a scarf and big earrings and all kind of stuff on me. She had a few years
I'd be scared of you.
There was kids that would make up their costume based off my costume. Like the year I was Michael Jackson at the school, all of a sudden there was a kid that's like, well, okay, I'm your bodyguard for the day. That's a black t-shirt.
He figured out his costume.
Right.
Yeah.
So he was my bodyguard. Just like, okay, did you have that planned? Or did I just, I don't remember telling anybody I was going to be Michael. I just was going to hit y'all with it. And now you my bodyguard?
Okay. Yeah, well, okay. All right. Let's do the bodyguard thing. Okay.
That's heck of funny. You know what I'm gonna be if I can get this hat in time, because I wasn't gonna dress up, but then I was like, oh, I know something easy with stuff I have. I just need a hat. I could be Janet Jackson from Poetic Justice. Oh. I got the box braids. There's some hoop earrings on.
Man.
She had the jeans and the long sleeve shirts tucked in. She had the black belt on, some black shoes, and attitude.
Oh, that worked.
I was like, I might do that one.
Yeah.
Lance could be, what's the name?
Lance, you want to be Tupac?
Tupac.
Hat on backwards. Remember when Janet leaned over to Tupac and he was delivering the mail to the shop and she said, "You want to smell my punani?" And then the homegirl leaned over and blew her breath at him like, he's like, "Yeah, y'all nasty."
Man.
That was like funny.
Or you could just, hit him with the postman. Postman joint.
Postman. You the four. Christopher Terrell, how's your week starting out, bro?
Well, week is starting good. Okay. Working on music. Mm-hmm. Trying to get my paper, the business part together.
Yes.
That stuff is tedious. That stuff is irritating. I don't like doing it.
I know it is. I can tell it is when I look at it.
But it's the only way you can get paid. You got to get it down.
That's what we talked about on the last episode. Yeah. I really liked that episode when I went back and listened to it. Did you get a chance to listen to it?
I did.
Yeah.
It was good.
Good stuff.
It was good.
Yeah, he's good. He knows what he's talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, shout out to Cornelius.
And I came up, I'll say it here first. I came up with a title for the album.
Oh, yeah?
Called what is Framework.
Framework.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah. Dig it.
What you laughing at, old boogie? That's dope. I like it. So, are we going to be expecting in January of 2019?
I was on the phone. I'm like, expecting?
Get out of here. Your baby little Framework Carter.
Framework
Carter is going to be born January. Hey,
you see how he jumped and everything?
Let's not put that out there.
Right?
There are no kids, people.
No. You got to come. The album.
The album.
Let's be clear.
Yeah, we're aiming for January.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why the meetings every Monday, Wednesday, and I believe it is on Fridays for like 3 times a week.
Word.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I believe that's what Brother Cornelius said too, looking at the first quarter of the year.
Yeah. So it's crunch time.
Yep.
It's all paperwork from here on out, all the fun stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're still recording, but it's more time spent doing.
You might
the
be
other
recording
thing.
Stuff for the next project now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, and then the end of this one because I had a few things I want to tighten up.
Oh, I see.
Can dig it.
Yeah, trying to be perfectionist.
And your beginning of the week has been good. It's been good.
Yeah, at work I had to count inventory, so I was up the wee hours of the night.
Sleep
schedule
kind
of thrown off a little
early,
bit.
Early, late with that.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm good. Good. Nephew was over here yesterday. Shout out to Ronnie, nephew.
Ron, a.k.a. Ruthless.
Salute.
He wants to work on some music, too, but we were talking a lot, and I know he doesn't mind if I'm, like, honest and transparent about his anger issues, because we talked about it on an episode of the podcast.
Oh, okay.
Mm. And I'm praying for you, nephew, because, man, you need to get it together. Don't let nothing steal your future joy
because of how you
respond. We're just talking about how, like sometimes you might deal with some people in the workplace that they wouldn't be your friends if outside of work. They're not your friends outside of work. And but you have to know how to have a working relationship with people even if they're not your cup of tea.
Right.
Even if they say some things that are out of pocket. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's too out of pocket, you might need to let somebody know. But, not everything needs a response.
Right.
True. If somebody says something that you don't like, you got to know how to say, like, I'm not letting nothing get in between me and my paper.
Right. Right.
Because I know sometimes young brothers can feel like that they got to let everybody know there ain't no pump. Mm-hmm. Right. Nigga said this, so I said this.
Right.
And I'll whoop your ass, too. What? you don't need to respond to everything. If you're not having to, Unless you have to defend yourself because mm-hmm. somebody's coming at you. That's different. But other than that, man, you go to work and you do your job and you do it well and you get your check.
Yeah, find your motivation, and you go home. Too.
And, yeah, think bigger than just that job. Like, if that's not where you're trying to stay at, that,
family,
that's,
you got
that's
bills,
a temporary thing.
You got all that kind
yeah,
of stuff.
That's a temporary
Let's
thing.
Let's put that first.
And we all got to do what we got to do.
And shut up.
We got to do what we got to do, though.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Be cool.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, yeah, we were talking a little bit about that because he recently lost his job. And there was kind of a conflict between him and another cat there that said something that he didn't like.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I don't think it really deserved the reaction that right. he gave to it. Just like, what, nigga, say something one more time.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Yeah,
yes, he goes there.
I get you.
Yeah, I would, nigga, say that one more time and I'll whoop your ass. Oh, yeah, oh my man. Gosh.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's definitely tough to bite your tongue, and, you know, often at times, because it seems like people that's not your skin color sometimes try to take advantage of the fact that they are in a corporate setting where all these policies and rules protect them.
Very true. I don't even know, though, if this particular situation was with someone that was not, you know, someone of color. I think he was.
Oh, no.
But go on what you're saying, because...
Yeah, sometimes they can dance around being anal.
Right.
And have these things in place, you know, in terms of policy of the company and human resources that mm-hmm. you know sort of can be painted as them not really being troublesome in
right.
the way they're speaking or coming mm-hmm. off, or even just being something as simple as being condescending
and
looking and speaking to you in a downward way.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they are in a management position or not, some people will try to sort of come off in a condescending way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's all kinds of different things mm-hmm. to where, you know, sort of almost silently undermining, you know,
yep.
You as a colleague, or maybe as an authority mm-hmm. or just as a professional. And so, you know, mm-hmm. it's tough. And so
that's why it's very important for us to know our role.
Yes.
And continue to speak with intelligence.
Indeed.
Document any kind of interactions yes. and back and forth things that you may have had yes. or anything that someone said to you, like document yes. it. Type that up real quick, even if it's just in your phone, and yes. the time and date and what someone said to you that you knew was wrong. We gotta be armed with facts.
Absolutely.
And I think that's where we go wrong sometime mm-hmm. and let people get the best of us.
Yes. Yes.
And don't go that route. You gotta think smarter.
Right. So definitely just, you know, if nothing else, be in prayer that, you know, all of us and those we know and love, pray that they have a peace of mind and a greater peace of mind and moving forward, that they can tap into that if they feel that they're going to go off in a situation that may slow up, you know, cash flow opportunity for
right.
yourself. You know, we definitely want you to win. And sometimes, you know, you have to, you know, choose your battles,
right?
In order to, right. You know, still win and keep things moving mm-hmm. to a place you want to be, you know. So, you know, definitely, you know, just hold your head, good sir.
Yeah.
Hold your head,
yeah.
you know, and
let it be a lesson learned, another yeah. lesson.
Right, right, right.
Tuck that in your tool belt, but you gotta learn though.
Right.
And
you can also turn on your voice memo while they talking shit. Set them up.
Said record what they say.
Exactly.
That way you know on your phone.
Yeah, you can see if you in the right or wrong. You know.
Man. I gotcha. Well, see that is the thing though. A lot of the time, we may be in the right, right?
Yeah,
to feel the
exactly.
way we do and mm-hmm. be like, you shouldn't be coming at me
right.
that way. It's how we respond,
yeah,
though.
It is always
that we have to. Mm-hmm. We have to choose that.
Yep.
We have to choose that.
Right.
Yeah. So, we listen to some good tunes here. I'm not even going to try to pronounce who this is that Brother Jay just put me up on.
I think it's Stuyvesant's.
Stuyvesant's?
Something like that.
They had like 6 albums on here.
How old is that? What year is that?
This current one is 2017. The first one was 2010. I just like threw a bunch
that
stuff
in the is nice.
Threw a bunch in the playlist.
Mm-hmm.
They dope
instrumentals. They are dope.
I must say
they are really dope.
So So y'all check those cats out if y'all ain't up on them.
Yeah. Hmm. Brother Jay, I like that you were sharing about, or like you always share, you know, everything about what we need to know to make our vote count. Because I've been reading a lot of stuff on social media, and a lot of our people still really feel like, what's the point of voting? And not even trying to take the time to understand things. Like, yeah, I saw something earlier. It was interesting to me. It was Nick Cannon and Angela Rye. And Nick Cannon was saying, like, I participate in it, but why should I have to vote for some shit that should already be given to me? I don't believe that my vote is making a difference. And she was like, well, see, that's where you've been conditioned to feel like your vote doesn't count, because if it didn't, then why would they have been fighting so hard to keep us from having a vote?
Right.
So it was really interesting, because I always thought that kind of like thought process was from, you know, just like black folks, a lot of young black folks, maybe, you know, middle class or whatnot, that's thinking like, yeah, we can go out here, but is it really going to change anything? Right. Then you see somebody like Nick Cannon, and he's pretty well off, and he has always felt that way. Like, yeah, I participate, but I don't think it makes a difference.
Right.
So I thought it was interesting that that was his view on it. So that's why I think it's cool that that's something that we always talk about and share, because a lot of people feel like that.
That's true. You know, I think it's good that, you know, there are your Angela Rye's out there to sort of really try to speak strong to the opposite, regardless. And just so people can hear just that other side of perspective, if for nothing else. Because maybe, hopefully, those will consider something different. Because I think there's a growing number of people that do feel that way, that voting doesn't change things.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, excuse me. I can't remember who I just heard say it recently, but they were saying how millennials don't care to hear if someone died for your rights and stuff. It's something that doesn't reach them. It has to come from something more modern.
Right. They don't
understand. And I think that's unfortunate, because it's really, millennial or not, it's really not that long ago.
It really is.
The stuff that African Americans went through just for that right to vote, and how inhumane and just some of the things. Just people, I mean, to really literally lose your life.
Right.
I think that's, I don't know how anyone could be desensitized to that news, no matter how many years removed, because, you know, this is still America, and this is what happened in America, you know, and so just sometimes I have a really good imagination. Sometimes I really try to imagine myself in that era, in those times.
Really? I've done that before.
Really?
I've
just realized how blessed I am to not have been, I don't know.
Yeah,
if
and then
strong
fast
enough
forward,
for
you're like, ooh,
yeah,
never
like,
would have made it.
Right, right.
Exactly. Right.
Never would have made it.
Sometimes I'll go a step further in my imagination and think I could go back in those times with the knowledge of the current situation. So just really just knowing that, oh my God, you know, here's literally sheriffs and firemen, actual people that are paid to save us and protect us and put fires out.
Right.
Beating our
ass. That's
why
I have such a respect for them.
Putting the fire hose of inhumane pressures on my skin.
Hanging people from trees.
Attack dogs and batons. Yeah. And tear gas.
Well.
I mean.
And it gets worse.
To not check.
That's the funny
I thing. Want this worse. Mayor or this law.
Right. And see, and that's we
wild.
Can't ignore that because there are some black people that you may talk to that will say, well, I never had to suffer through that, and that's in the past, and why are we still, you know, it's about now and this and that and that. Okay, so some parts of that may be true. However, you don't think that is still affecting us today? You crazy.
It absolutely
affects us today. You are blind if you don't think so. Not just you know, where we are not as a people because of what was kept from our ancestors, but just everything that you see that still goes on that you could try to turn a blind eye to, but come on, man.
Right.
Come
right.
on. So, I mean, like, yeah, just don't be blind to it. Don't
right.
be blind to it.
If for nothing else. I mean, and I think it just, it also just depends on how familiar you are with the system and how it all works. And most of us aren't. Oftentimes, you know, we may go a different route after high school, and we may just pick up a trade or start off in school, but then end up working instead, and I finish, and before, and because of that, we don't get your civics classes or what's the other one that they would political science. I think that's what it is. With those classes, if we get you really get a chance to understand and break down how cities and counties and stuff works and how it relates from citizen to political party and who does what, why a law does what, and at the end of the day, it's all about resources.
Right.
So these votes and these laws divide up these resources and how they go into your neighborhood and how your quality of life ultimately is. And that's really the name of the game. And it also, you know, resources and how much money is to be made or given out. Just all this stuff. And sometimes maybe it can seem boring, but to others, it maybe it's not boring because it's about power.
It's our lack of knowledge is the very
reason why. I was just about
to
say that. That's what it is. We lack of knowledge.
Yeah. So we don't have.
It should be mandatory that we have to take some sort of class or something to understand.
You know what's really important is that we keep having the conversations. And once you read, do the research and learn about it, that we talk about it and share this information with our people.
Yeah, yeah. So you just know that the more people you know are influenced to where you know you can get them to vote a particular way, the more, you know, a mayor or a governor is going to listen to you when you're marching there, or a congressman, or, you know, just understanding how all that stuff divides up and stuff. You know, I think over the weekend to you was talking about, I was speaking about, or I had the Sacramento branch and ACP president talking about something that's going to affect Sacramento called Measure U, and it just broke it down really good as far as just whether or not we want to approve this sales tax to go up even more than it already has.
What was it going to go up to, 8.75?
Yeah, something like that. It's like, and it's crazy because, you know, studies or research showed that, you know, per capita, you know, Sacramento had like the poorest person per capita.
Wow.
And so, and furthermore, the original Measure U was, I think it was, I can't remember that when it started initially. I think it was 2012. And it was coming out of the recession. Basically, the money was saying, let's tax the people 0.5% up on all the sales tax in order to be able to take care of fire department, policemen, parks, all these programs or whatever for 6 years. They was hoping that income or the revenue would you know, would earn at least $25 million out of that over a 6 month period. So, six year period.
How much did it end up earning, do you know?
About double, about 52, 53.
Oh, so where the other funds go to?
See, that's the thing.
I like how you asked it. Oh, so where
are the rest? Yeah. But that's like double. It's double.
Exactly.
What
so it's like, you know, parks and things and stuff like that got their money, but, you know, certain parks, when you go into the areas like Oak Park or Meadowview, you don't see those parks looking the same as it might in Greenhaven.
Yeah, exactly. Where's their funds?
And so
parks aren't flossy.
And so
it's a lot of money.
Right. And so the new Measure U is proposing to go and hike it up another half cent, making it a whole cent.
Like, for what? You already got double of what you
exactly, exactly.
Over the past
and saying
6 years.
That, you know,
it's like, what you gonna do with
and saying
more
that,
money?
You know, we need we
Oak
need
Park and Meadowview still be looking the same.
Start a landscaping company.
And it's saying that, you know, we need this for the roads and the highways and the police and all the same stuff.
Wow.
But this time, basically, they're coming back and saying, well, we want to do something a little different. And in the provision of the original Measure U, there's a provision in there that's saying they can extend it out. But they're not asking to extend it out. They're asking for it to be extended forever at a full cent. And because in the particular way this law or this new Measure U was written up, there's a thing where on the first Measure U, it was a two-thirds vote, two-thirds to win. Or there's another version where it's got to be majority rule, full majority rule win. And under majority rule win, you can't, it's illegal for them to say where the funds are going. But as it is right now, you know where the funds are going to, like, you know, the police and the firemen and all these other things. So how convenient that if this brand new measure goes into effect, you double it, by you go up one, and it's forever now. It's not for 6 years like the last one. And you're trying to act like these programs are needed in order for it to happen, when in actuality, if you were to say no on it, that still, it still doesn't change the provision in the Measure U to extend it. Doesn't change where the money goes. On top of the fact, we know when where the money go.
Right.
The new version, we don't
we
know where the
know
money
where the
goes.
Money goes, and yeah, it will be forever.
Doubling, and it's forever, and you're doubling it. Right. And in the region, in all the regions of California, the poorest people per capita is in Sacramento. So why double down on the poorest people?
Right.
And why not just extend what already worked? It already showed not only it worked, you doubled the money. So basically, we're asking you, if we say no on this, be better stewards of your money.
Yeah.
Right.
Be better stewards and fix what you need to fix.
Right.
But most likely, another thing to that is coming down the pipe for the city of Sacramento, CalPERS, their retired workers, there's like a bill the city has to fork over about for $62
million
coming down the pipe. So most likely, they're going to probably use this Measure U money to sort of take care of that.
Take care of that, right.
But, nah, man. Make good on what was working the last time.
I ain't paying that. Why I got to pay that?
Well, thank you, Brother Jay, for breaking that down.
I need all of my paycheck. Because
I didn't know the specifics of it.
Yeah, so.
I've been out the loop, so I know I'm not the only one out
but
there.
But, yeah, no, and the reason why I can summarize it decently as I could is based on some of well, you know, me having this is what the president in ACP was breaking down. And so, yeah, that was I watched it a few times, you know, and it was just a really good breakdown. And actually what inspired it was our boy Cornelius Daniels. He was asking on his page.
He posed the question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I shouted him out actually in that live stream with him, you know, and just saying good looking out on asking someone to unpack that particular measure. Yeah. But yeah, it's important. It's important so that you just know what's happening in your city, and just because it comes down to resources and really knowing what's at stake. You know, so and when you can break down stuff like that, it just makes it even much more comfortable for you as a citizen to speak to your issues or what's important to you and what makes good sense to you, money sense and all that. So
good stuff.
Yeah, indeed. Get out there and vote, y'all. Be active.
Get out there and vote, y'all.
Yeah, exercise your right. Me and Christopher Terrell got a jingle.
Well, I mean, how do you
y'all.
Convince someone to vote that's never been in the vote?
They need to be open to the knowledge and the
because a lot of times it just seems like you're talking to one group of people.
There's several different people. I mean, I thought that it was just young people, but
young
it really isn't. It's not just young people.
Well,
right. I mean, it's your interest. It's really your interest in terms of what's affecting you. It's like if there's a particular job that you want, even on the most basic level, is what are we looking at? We're looking at minimum wage. So now, do we want minimum wage to be what, 12 something an hour? Do we want minimum wage to be 15 something an hour?
Right.
So there's a basic resource right there that can help you start to look at who are the people that are for minimum wage to be at a certain dollar amount. You know, so there's one piece of it right there. It's all relative. It just depends on when you just really sometimes just take a quick step back and look at just our basic needs as just people, regardless of what we do in life. So there are people that we can, you know, it's our elected officials.
I think the first step is getting people to understand that their daily lives are being impacted by these propositions. Yes. Can't even tell.
Yes.
And measures. Right. They need to understand that first to understand why.
Well, that's got to be the goal then.
Right. That they vote to try to change some things. And yeah. I think that that's where it starts. People have very little understanding.
So that's where Jamel on that comes
part,
in.
How does it affect me?
To help
and Brother Jay,
it.
Brother Jay breaks it down very well.
Into
thank you.
The urban.
Well, you know, it's what it is. It's like we all
speech.
we have influence.
See, nigga,
we
need to get out and vote because
no, it's like because it's like
affect your check.
It's really that's real. And when you have enough people, you know how initiatives begin on the ballot. It's all from signatures.
Right.
So if you get a signature of what. 1,000, 1,500 or whatever, however many people, that can really be on the ballot to be voted on. And now it's a law, all based on, you know, you just starting off from getting signatures. So it's all relative. You know, it's just us talking about it and letting people know that kind of information or just little shots here and there of what's important.
I'll tell you what, though. I think that with 45 in office, that a lot more of our community is paying attention to more than they had before.
I do feel that.
I haven't seen so many people talk about midterm elections as I'm seeing right now.
Right.
That's
just
true.
Being aware. So, I mean, that is a step in the right direction.
Right. I agree. And I think also just the information age. Thank goodness for forward-thinking journalists and technology that allows us to get stuff on podcasts such as this and others and journalists that we look at. I really appreciate Roland Martin and his fight and his intelligence to be able to produce his own stuff and really, you know, sort of get sponsorship started to really be his own platform. Because I felt like also this was the attack of the black journalist ever since Shady 45 was in office. You know, you got all kinds of, you know, just people I was, you know, listening to and following, you know, one, Roland Martin, two, Tavis Smiley, he had a long-running show, then he has these allegations set before him where PBS instantly threw him off.
I didn't know that.
They threw him off?
Yeah, so he he's contracted now on Aspire or some other thing, and it's sort of like a special. Other than that, I'm not sure if he has a podcast or something, but he's not on PBS based on these supposed allegations, which he's fighting and completely denying. But, you know, the powers that be, really, I think, you know.
Trying to shut the voice down.
Exactly. Yep. So, you know, you definitely got to keep your eyes open and, you know, between these apps that allow me to check out different radio shows outside of, you know, our state or whatever, wherever there's a high concentration of you know, urban living, there's shows that's still, you know, on the air, be it AM and stuff like that. You know, sort of Tom Joyner, sort of Michael Bazden.
You know who else is very vocal about a lot of things? D.L. Hewley.
Yeah,
very, very vocal about things. He doesn't hold back anything at all.
And then there's this cat out of Atlanta. I know he just says DB. Gosh, I can't think of this brother's name, but some brothers out in Atlanta, too, that... Mm-hmm. It's real good. It's real good. And Dr. Boyce Watkins. It's a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff out there. But you have to be underground. You have to be underground almost to check it out, unless they on the AM dial or something like that. But it's all important. It keeps you informed. They make it plain. They make and it just keeps you glued on what's happening politically, whether it's happening on a national level or inspires you to, you know, keep what's going on a local level. Because that's always important, too. You just know what's happening, what school superintendent is out there, and whether they favor diverse campuses and student bodies, or if they're trying to, you know, just make one group succeed versus the other. So all that stuff, it's important. It's really important, and it all is relative. And we're seeing with our own eyes what happens when we don't get involved. There's really an undertowing element and spirit that goes with you know, some people in political office, and I think that's so unfortunate because this is a beautiful country, and I think the ideals that it's on, and with us all being of different races and colors and creeds and and even different you know, spiritual backgrounds, I think it's a beautiful place to embrace all of it and make it one melting pot.
You think America's kind of beautiful? It's a beautiful place.
Well, I think the idea of it is.
The idea of it is. And that's what Obama gave back to us.
Right.
That hope.
Right.
That idea.
And so when we're out there fighting, we're really fighting to make America as good as its promise, as Tavis Smiley would say. I'm gonna hold America accountable and make you as good as your promise that you put on, you know, the Declaration of Independence, and where you said all men are equal. Yeah. I'm gonna hold you to that.
Absolutely.
You know, so that's
not all men of one group.
Right.
All men.
Mm. Right. So, you know, it's important. It's important and it's real, and get out there and vote, y'all, man.
Vote, y'all.
Get out there and vote. You know, before you know it,
right,
it'll be like 2040, 2050, and the majority of America will be of color. Mm-hmm. So it would only make sense that, you know, we vote our interest in, and you have to, you know, you have to eventually go with the majority. And still treat everybody equal when that shifts, right, when that changes.
And even though we might not see that change in our lifetime, we got to remember that we're fighting for our grandchildren and their children and their children.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like our ancestors fought for us. Right?
Yeah.
Christopher Turing.
Well, I thank Jamelle for breaking it down and making us want to care more.
Yeah. And on
I'm trying to get into it. I'm not saying that I don't vote. I vote.
I know you do.
But to be brutally honest, sometimes I just go along with the flow of my own people, just culturally, just who we voted for.
Yeah, instead of trying to gain the knowledge.
But I mean, you know, like said, you got people like Brother Jay. He was talking about earlier the internet, things like that. People do these public broadcast things, and they simplify it for people like myself to make us actually give a damn. Because you know, you do it legally, you do it politically. It sounds really, well, like a lot. It's complicated.
Yeah,
it gets complicated.
That's why it's important that we have these conversations, exactly, like I said, and then so you can make an educated choice as opposed to an educated guess or going along with the crowd. Because even some of our crowd ain't educated.
They don't know what they're talking
about
either.
So why y'all sharing like this is what y'all need to vote on?
Right, right.
I'm not just gonna blindly follow you. You ain't even knowing all the. Everything you need to know. Because I be seeing that. Here, here you go.
Right.
Here,
take
do
that.
This.
There you go.
Not from you.
Hmm.
Oh, maybe from Jamelle Mama.
Right.
Not
from
you.
Man.
And you guys have been listening to episode number 62 of the Lounge Talk Podcast. This is good shit, y'all. And Carter DJ L Boogie.
Your boy, Brother Jay.
And
your boy, Christopher Terrell.
Yay.
Hey.
Tune in to us on iTunes. Type in the search Lounge Talk. Yay. Lounge Talk. Lounge Talk. Lounge Talk. Lounge Talk.
Now some more tip. Sitting, my diamonds glisten. I don't talk, I listen. I learn new things. Fuck the cool thing. Too much drama for my mom. Never put your love in dollars. Me and Puff pop collars. Rest in peace to Wallace. Baby, Junior Mafia. We the hottest, that's the obvious. French vanilla bottle, 100 mil a combo. On my neck, Lotto. Global Express, the Cabo. Top.
And you're listening to the Lounge Talk Podcast with your girl, Ann Carter, DJ L Boogie to the left of me.
Your boy, Brother Jay.
To the right of me.
Your boy, Christopher Terrell.
And this is episode number 62. And that song right there, what that was right there, that's that new Mai Tai, Jeremiah, and Ty Dolla $ign.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, this right here. Y'all remember the original version of the Biggie and R. Kales.
Yeah, Kales. Nice. Classic record.
You know what? Did I ever tell did I ever tell y'all, like, back in the day when I had first met L Boogie?
Oh,
and when he had the escort, remember what he had? That's great. Yeah, he used to keep that mug clean.
I was like, this is a clean brother right here. I don't drop no crumbs in my shit.
Man, showroom floor.
Wow.
Every day.
Man, clean inside and out. So
it had the bump in there, too.
He had the bumpy bump in that car. Ooh. So he picked me up one night, and we was riding around like we used to do. Sometime, I swear, we used to just, like, roll with no destination. We used to just ride. And, this song, this was the first time, well, not this song, but R. Kelly and Biggie at Fuck You Tonight. That song came on, and that was the first time, I think, or like first or second time, like I heard that song. And I was like, what's this brother playing? I thought you was from the church.
What's he playing?
I thought you was from the church, you little nasty man. You nasty. You nasty. He don't even remember. He's like, oh, I don't play songs like that for that reason on purpose.
That's cute.
Yeah, that was cute. But I was just like, meow, meow.
I used to play everything. I put it all on. Everything. You just make your choice.
Oh,
you
my goodness. So R. Kelly, speaking of R. Kelly, his ex-wife is putting together, I think is right now, is getting ready to come out, documentary about R. Kelly, and it's called Surviving R. Kelly. Like surviving his abuse.
They say what network that's gonna be on?
Let me see, cause I do
might
have
be
it
Netflix
right here.
I'm curious how much they want Kelly. How much they gonna give for the story.
Let's see. Okay, Drea Kelly seemed to have it all. A glamorous career as a choreographer and a family with R&B superstar R. Kelly. She returned home to Chicago to come out of the shadows and share the reality of her time with the award-winning musician, telling her story of abuse and survival in hopes of protecting other women. So, yeah. It goes on to say that R. Kelly, who was nicknamed the Pied Piper of Love, that he serenaded Andrea Lee. That's his ex-wife. And she was his backup dancer. Mm-hmm. They had met and auditioned 2 years prior. So, yeah, they had 3 children. And, you know, apparently she went through a lot of different things. And she's also talking about, you know, his fetish for young girls. And she's going to talk about a lot in this thing. And also his abuse, which I didn't know. I didn't know that he was abusing his wife.
Right.
So, yeah.
Now she's gonna talk about his fetish for young girls.
She's gonna talk about everything.
She knew about all this. Yes. And she just sitting there like the good wife.
Well,
like,
she wasn't just sitting there like the good wife. He was beating her.
He was beating her, and she knew about the girl.
And she knew, and she was.
That just sounds stupid.
No, come on, man. You know, not every woman is strong enough to
what? Go tell somebody she like he like little girls.
She was sound like scared of the dude. I don't know. We gonna watch the shit, and we gonna find out. But I mean,
as freaky
like,
as he is, they was probably doing threesomes or something.
Oh my gosh! Common misconception about abused women is that girl, you could have just got up and left. If it was that easy, they would have.
But he's peeing on girls. Come on, man. He's wild, man. Well, he's wild, man.
Maybe that's why he was beating her to keep her quiet. You never know. That's why I said we will find out when we watch this thing. And so that's R. Kelly.
I'll watch. I'll give him some airtime.
I'm not sure when it's supposed to be coming out. I'll find a date. I'll let y'all know.
It's gonna be ill.
Yeah, it'll be entertaining.
Yeah. The other entertaining thing that I saw, and then we're gonna let Brother Jay go and practice his song for the morning, right. Was Cardi B and Nicki Minaj were going back and forth on social media and whatnot, because you know they've been going back and forth. You know, we had the bloody shoot, you know, and they've been going back and forth. But you know what I found funny was, well, 2 things. One, they both have new music, right? Mm-hmm. Like, Cardi B has a brand new song that just came out last week. And then Nicki Minaj got a video that dropped today with Tyga. Mm-hmm. Man, these girls are both the queens of how do we get everybody's attention through our social media. Then they can click the link that's in the bio. Streams, I win. We both win. I don't buy it. Mm-hmm. I don't buy that shit. Because at the end, Nicki Minaj was like, I know people all find this entertaining, but let's just be positive and this and that and that. And that and that and that. Mm-hmm. And Cardi B shared it. And she's like, okay then. Well, let's keep pushing. And I was just like, that's great. It ended off positive. I think y'all just had us all fooled
right
from the get-go.
Something.
That's a Let's Get Money, y'all.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that was a soap opera. The Young and the Raptress. Right.
That's when the theme song plays right
Dude,
after.
Dude, man.
Plus, yeah. Writers keep their careers alive.
I get it, though.
Yeah.
Let's do some more crazy. We need to do some crazy shit. Get our Instagram followers up. Like, you know, me and Christopher Terrell gonna get into a fight or something.
Our stuff would be funny, but if the right camera catch it, the real life would be funny.
You right. That's why. Well, we've been talking about getting the camera up here. We are going to. That's gonna
happen.
That'd
be comedy in itself.
That's gonna happen. Those, I mean, even just around the house, be like a a reality show sometime with them kids.
Right.
Oh my goodness.
And that damn dog. You know, got it all.
Nipsey.
Puppy. Whatever.
He getting too damn big to be jumping on me when I got leggings on and putting scratches and shit on my legs.
Exactly. Tearing your pants off.
Man. Mm-hmm. You know what?
Big'em. Some big'em.
Hey. That's El Boogie. He always wanted a dog.
I know it. Well, Brother Jay, you ready to roll out?
I'm dying.
Brother Jay is like, ram it up, man.
Yeah, me too.
Thanks for coming through, brothers. And thanks to the listeners for y'all listening to episode number 62 of the Lounge Talk Podcast. Ooh. Tell a friend. Shout out to a few of our folks that's been tuning in. Shout out to Rod and Jermaine. What's your name is? Maintain. Thank you for following. Tell a friend. It's some good stuff that we got that we be sharing on here for people.
Snap, I didn't even realize. I know Maintain. What's
up,
Maintain?
Yeah.
Shoot. And my baby bro was roommates and everything.
Oh, yeah?
LeJean's cousin, too.
Yeah, LeJean's cousin.
Yeah.
And shout out to LeJean.
Maintain.
LeJean only, like, contacts people and comes out, like, after a certain time, like a vampire.
Right.
So.
This is after vampire hours.
It's after vampire hours.
Vampire went back to sleep.
He be the cat that call y'all at, like, 11 p.m. What y'all doing? Like, in the bed. What do you mean? What are we doing right now? He just, you know, different hours.
He know when you about to go to sleep at like 3 in the morning. What the fuck y'all doing?
If he come around, you'd be up till 3 or 4 in the morning.
Oh, yeah. It's a holiday when he comes around. It's kind of like Santa Claus once a year. So
stupid.
You're out there and you're listening. It'll be great to hear from
LeJean
you. See
through.
Your face.
You know the holidays is coming and stuff. That's when I see you.
Yeah, exactly.
That's when I see you. So once again, listeners, thank you for continuing to tune in. Tell a friend. Shoot. And we out. Yay.
It's close to midnight. Something evil's lurking in the dark. Under the moonlight, you see a step that almost stops your heart. You try to scream, but terror takes the sound before you make it. You start to freeze as someone looks you right between the eyes. You're
The Lounge Radio on Instagram.
Hey.
The Lounge Radio on Instagram.
All right.
The Lounge Radio. Follow us on Instagram at The Lounge Radio. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter, Mrs. Ann Carter. Hit the email up, loungetalkradioshow@gmail.com. Send your song submissions. Show us some love.